Acoustics. This is Mix 93 meteorologist John D.
Right side now for Lucchini. Curls around. Scores! Jake Lucchini with the goal! Trying to go around the defense. Bumped on the way in. He'll take a shot. Rebound! Scores! There it is. Brent Baltus able to put in the rebound. And what a headsy play there. Have it again down in the corner. Looking to the back door. That hit a skate. Here's a chance. Now Jackson wants in. Makes a move. Shoot!
Mix 93 WKMJ, we are happy to have the new head coach of the Michigan Tech hockey team back in our studio here today. Head coach Joe Schoen joining us for a full hour of Michigan Tech hockey talk, getting us updated on as many things as he can possibly update us at this time of the offseason. Coach, nice to have you back in our studio.
Great, thanks to be here. It's great to be here, Dirk.
Well, this cold June, I think, has gotten everybody in the mindset of let's just start playing hockey now because summer doesn't seem like it's really coming, but it's going to go by fast. October 1st and the first day of October, first weekend of October is going to get here really quick, but a lot of things on the fans' minds as far as, you know, what's going on with the coaching change, and now the staff is complete as we just announced the hiring of Chris Brooks, what we'll talk about in just a little bit. But, you know, it is interesting with all the questions coming in. You and I reviewed them a little bit prior to going on here. How much hockey is on the mind of people here late June and in the Copper Country?
Yeah, I think that's great. We were talking a little bit this morning at in our little roundtable we have with Luker and Augie about what great people. There's just great people here. There's energy. There's excitement. There's a good mood. I feel really good about the team. We're going to talk about some things specifically that you know, concerns, not concerns, but things that have to be certainly worked on. And I think we've put together what we need to do to address what needs to be addressed. So I'm excited. We're happy. June flew by. I mean, absolutely flew by. I think I found out. I think we had the press conference on like the 30th of May, and it's been a blur. You know, putting together staff, getting the rostering situation straightened out and doing things for the last month. So it's been fun. I've been the administration's been great with me. Suzanne's been unbelievable and kind of nurturing me along in the process and helping me out in Elaine and the entire staff has been great. So it's been the transition's been good. It being around here helps a lot, I'm sure. Again, Brian Brewster's done a bit, you know, he's comes in and helps me along as well. Cause he's, you know, he looks after the team in a lot of ways. Mm-hmm. He's our, I guess would be our most immediate administrator. So, I've had a lot of help. It's been a good process so far. A good transition.
You were a head coach for a very long time, but how is it personally for you to go from this transition? How has it been? Has it been difficult or pretty easy?
No, it's been, well, so far it's been pretty easy, but mm-hmm. we haven't been practicing and playing yet. But I knew what I wanted. You know, I knew what I wanted as a staff. I've put staffs together before, so I knew what I wanted to put together with a staff. I'm excited about what we put together in a staff. So I knew that. And other than that, you know, I've been really fortunate in where I've worked. When I went to, after I coached juniors, when I went to Lake State, it was a first time coach, Jim Rock. So I had a lot of latitude there. I was given a lot of latitude, a lot of input. When I went with Walt, at Northern, Walt was great. I was, again, given a lot of latitude. I was a coach. I could call shots and he was great to be with. And the same thing with Mel. When I came here, I had a tremendous amount of latitude here. So, you don't feel like a head coach because you don't have the final say in anything, but I always felt like my input was enough that we always seemed to lean the ways that I wanted to lean in a lot of ways anyways, or at least with good discussion, and go one way or another. So it doesn't feel really any different, and I don't anticipate it getting too much different. It's not a first-time thing.
It's got to be a relief for you to have your staff in place now. Let's talk about a little bit about Dallas Stewart and Chris Brooks a little bit, and what you were looking for. I know you mentioned quotes in the articles, but were you looking for a little bit of you in either of these, or you were trying to stay away from you to really get a good mix of what you're looking for your whole staff?
I'd say both. I'd say personality-wise, I wanted good people. That was a big deal for me. I wanted people that could relate to all the players, and that I felt would honestly take a deep concern in all the players personally, in all the players, because our motto here is that we want to get better every day, and you can't go to the rink with that motto and leave guys out. You know what I mean? You have to really bring everybody along, and everybody, you know, in my opinion, it really shouldn't matter. You know, some guys are on scholarships, some guys are not on scholarships, some guys are on more money than others. But once you get on the ice, you should all be equal. You shouldn't, you know, it doesn't matter. I mean, the ice time should be earned and it should be equal. If you're better than another guy, we want you playing. And we want the other guy to then be pushing to get better than you. There should be no entitlement in athletics. I know in the world it's maybe a different place, but in athletics, it's really productivity. It's really input. And there's a lot of things that go into that. And and that's really what we want. So I wanted a staff that looked at it like that. And so we could really sell and buy into the culture of getting better every day, coming with your best effort. You can't control as a player if you're in the lineup other than your performance. And you have to trust in the coaches, and the coaches have to be fair in playing the guys that have the best chance of playing. And like I've told the players in one-on-one meetings and as a group, if you think we're playing the wrong guys, come in and tell us. Like, hey, this guy should be playing. You know, this guy, he adds a lot more than I think you guys realize he adds. We want to have that dynamic because they feel it every day as well. So, and then we'll do it. And that's happened here. I want to say that. That's happened here. Guys have come and said, hey, listen, man, this guy, either whether it be to just me or to one of the other coaches, you know, Muck when he was here, or Gary, or I guess it'd be mostly us, not so much Mel, but they'd go to us to go to Mel with it. And you know, a lot of times it'd be like, yeah, we're having that conversation. We see it too. So I wanted guys, a staff that did that. Secondly, on the staff, I wanted guys that had a really good knowledge that, and I've said this, that would challenge me with some different ideas within the confines of what we do here at Tech. Because I completely agree. When I coach in juniors, we did things virtually the same way as we do it here. We had a little bit more structure to our practices. We had a little bit more skill oriented design to our practices than we've had in the past here. But the basic concept of the game with the offensive flow, with the defensive shutdown, with the emphasis on special teams, it's always been similar. So the within the confines of that, I want ideas. And a lot of times as a coach, the only chance you have, I mean, that's why you see, you know, a lot of turnover in college hockey and assistant coaches, because that's where a head coach gets his new ideas often. You know, they want to promote guys on so they can bring in somebody good that they've had their eye on in a while, like I did for guys. And they want to bring guys in that have ideas and implement those ideas into what they do. And I think that the two guys we brought with Dallas Stewart, Dallas has a great pedigree for a young guy. First of all, his ethics. When you hire guys and everybody's emailing you and talking to you and saying, great coach, even better person, it gives you a pretty good idea that you're on the right track. And I think that we've got that. Dallas is a great person, and I talked about him before last week. But what he gives us, he was in Fargo with Kerry Eads. Kerry's an extremely qualified, competent coach. Could be coaching at any college in the country. Could be coaching pro. He's a great coach. And they won the championship in year three that they were together at Fargo. And it was already released before that year was done, that Kerry was moving on and going over to Sioux Falls. He was in Sioux Falls and was going to Fargo. The deal was done. They won the championship. And then and Dallaty could have gone with him to Sioux Falls or to Fargo. And he got an offer to go to Chicago and went with a new startup. Now, Chicago had never had success. So they won the championship in Sioux Falls. He went to Chicago. And in 2 years, Chicago had never, I don't think they'd ever been to the finals. I don't know if they'd ever been to the semifinals in the league playoffs. But this year, in year two, they won it. He was the associate head coach. And both the head coaches, you know, I already knew how much I liked him as a person and how much I was always intrigued by the talk we'd have on players and things like that. Always open and honest. But to hear the coaches say how much impact he had on the victories and he didn't, you know, he was sought after. Dallas was, you know, he had a deal lined up to, he was heading to a team in the NCHC, but I think we'd always had a bit of a chemistry, and he just felt it was the right fit. It was a good fit. He's a Wisconsin area guy. It was a good fit to come to us, and we were able to get him. And I'm really excited about him and his family. They'll be here full time. He's right now. He's out working with the USA Development Camp in Buffalo, and.